Good afternoon, everyone. It's Remembrance Day, Monday, November 11, 2013, and today's program will reflect on what Remembrance Day is about. My name is Elmer Weens, and I am your host and DJ for today's edition of Geraldo's Hour. I will be playing some tunes from the 1940s and early 1950s, the immediate post-war years, and then switch to the contemporary tunes I usually play. But first, it's the Cordettes and Mr. Sandman to take us back some 60 or 70 years.
Some nights are over, Sandman. I'm so alone.
Bum, 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 bum.
Don't have nobody to call my own.
Bum, 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 bum.
Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Bum, 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 bum.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him the word that I'm not a rover. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam.
Oh,
Mr. Sandman. Sandman.
Yes?
Bring us a dream. Give him a pair of eyes with a come hither gleam. Give him a lonely heart like Pagliacci. And lots of wavy hair like Liberace. Mr. Sandman, someone to hold.
Someone to hold.
Would be so peachy before we're too old. So please turn on your magic beam.
Remembrance Day is observed in Canada and other Commonwealth countries on November the 11th to remember the people of the armed forces who died in the line of duty. The symbol of Remembrance Day, the red remembrance poppy, was chosen because poppies bloomed bright red across the battlefields of Flanders, and because of the poem In Flanders Fields by the Canadian John McCrae.
This poem is familiar around the world as perhaps the most popular of its kind, written in 1915 by Dr. John McCrae, a Canadian field surgeon. In Flanders Fields. In Flanders Fields the poppies blow, between the crosses row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe, to you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders Fields.
That was Tim Lawson speaking the poem In Flanders Fields, from the album Lest We Forget. The British poet Wilfred Owen wrote poetry while fighting in the trenches during World War I. Owen was killed in action on November 4, 1918, a week before the armistice on November the 11th.
Anthem for Doomed Youth by Wilfred Owen. What passing bells for these who die as cattle? Only the monstrous anger of the guns. Only the stuttering rifle's rapid rattle can patter out their hasty orisons. No mockeries for them from prayers or bells, nor any voice of mourning, save the choirs, the shrill, demented choirs of wailing shells, and bugles calling for them from sad shires. Candles may be held to speed them all. Not in the hands of boys, but in their eyes shall shine the holy glimmers of goodbyes. The pallor of girls' brows shall be their pall, their flowers the tenderness of silent minds, and each slow dusk a drawing down of blinds.
Some years ago, we were reading the war poets in a poetry course I was taking. One evening around Remembrance Day, I was going for my usual jog. I noticed that the early November storms had knocked down most of the leaves from the trees along the streets and avenues, except for the leaves near street lights, and especially some bright yellow and red maple leaves. Maple Leaf Clusters by Elmer Weens. Snapped on at dusk under the burnt horizon, the street lamps unveil maple leaf clusters, redeemed from the night frost, huddling near the warmth of their glow. My pale shadow passes me up Dunbar Hill. The stripped naked boughs distort Yule lights. Early in November butts December, curtains drawn on parlor lamps gleaming. Grimness of the World War gave way to the optimism of the post-war years, and people began to travel again in search of opportunities and new destinies.
That whistle down the line, I figure that it's engine number 49. She's the only one that'll sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. See the old smoke rising round the bend. I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day from the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Here she comes. Ooh, hey Jim, you better get the rig. Ooh, She's got a list of passengers that's pretty big, and they'll all want lifts to Brown's Hotel, 'cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia, on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
All aboard! All aboard!
Let her rip, let her rip, Mr. Engineer. Gotta go far away from here. While the man at the fire shovels on the coal, stick your head out the cab, watch the drivers roll, see the towns and the roads go whizzing by. Fare thee well, Laramie, Albuquerque, hi, yes siree, here we are going all the way.
Boss will quit till we hit California.
You better get the rig. She's got a list of passengers that's pretty big, and they'll all want lifts to Brown's Hotel, 'cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell.
All the way from Philadelphia,
on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Yeah, on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. And then Patti Page sang her beautiful song, There on Mockingbird Hill.
Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. When the sun in the morning peeps over the hill and kisses the roses round my windowsill, then my heart fills with laughter when I hear the trill of the birds in the treetops on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. As the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. When it's late in the evening, I climb up the hill and survey all my kingdom, while everything still. Only me and the sky and an old whippoorwill singing songs in the twilight on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. Mockingbird Hill.
And then even the Korean War was over, and it was 1957, and everyone fell in love with Debbie Reynolds and Canada's Leslie Nielsen in the movie Tammy and the Bachelor.
I hear the cottonwoods whispering above, Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. The old hooty owl hooty hoos to the dove, Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. Does my lover feel what I feel when he comes near? My heart beats so joyfully, you'd think that he could hear. Wish I knew if he knew what I'm dreaming of. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy. Whippoorwill, you and I know, Tammy, Tammy, can't let him go. The breeze from the bayou keeps murmuring low, Tammy, Tammy, you love him so. When the night is warm, soft and warm, I long for his charms. I'd sing like a violin if I were in his arms. Wish I knew if he knew what I'm dreaming of. Tammy, Tammy.
Sometimes you just don't want to wake up from such a dream. That was Debbie Reynolds singing Tammy, Patti Page singing on Mockingbird Hill, Johnny Mercer singing on the Atchison, Topeka and the Santa Fe, and earlier the Cordettes with Mr. Sandman, and Art Mooney with I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca Internet, broadcasting from UBC, Vancouver. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, and CITR's very own Discorder magazine. Keep on top of the Vancouver and Canadian music scene.
I'm gonna be round my vegetables. I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub. It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies. It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce. It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems. Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply. Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
Vigil, vigil. I tried to kick the ball,
The war is over. It's time to really dance as Switzerland's Doc Swint mixes it with Northern Steam.
Thank you.
David Bowie still dancing out in space. Still Fabulous is a thrift shop run by the Auxiliary for Children's and Women's Hospitals. The Still Fabulous thrift shop is on Main Street between 27th and 28th Streets. They have a great variety of top quality clothing and some great deals for you. Their address is 4355 Main Street, just a couple of blocks south of King Edward on Main Street. Still Fabulous thrift shop at 4355 Main Street.